You're listening to SBS News.
Business heavyweight and gas and manufacturing advisor to the Prime Minister, Andrew Liveris, is unsurprisingly backing Scott Morrison's new gas plan.
We've got to move from coal to gas. I know that's not a popular thing to say for some parts of the political establishment. I'm acutely aware that going to natural gas is not a destination. It's a transition.
On Tuesday, the federal government announced a transition to gas, which would involve unlocking key gas basins across the country. That's something the Prime Minister says will benefit businesses and households.
Maintain that downward pressure, down, on electricity prices.
The Prime Minister is also threatening to intervene and build a gas-fired power station if the market doesn't replace the Liddell coal plant in the Hunter Valley, which is set to close in 2023. Mr. Liveris says it's the push the private sector needs.
What was announced yesterday was a challenge to the private sector to say, stop whinging, show us. Show us what you can do. And I think that's a great challenge.
The ultimatum has, however, sparked a backlash from energy suppliers and businesses. Atlassian founder Mike Cannon-Brookes saying the move will have the opposite effect.
This intervention will drive up the energy prices for consumers and businesses, not drive them down.
Mr. Cannon-Brookes is signalling he's prepared to take on the challenge, but says the market shouldn't be told how.
But we need to be clear about what are you trying to solve and let the private market. You need a quote by April? Tell us what you need. Don't dictate the technology solution is gas.
This gas plan is likely to be a prominent feature of the October budget, along with the changes to the JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme, which is due to be scaled back by the end of the month. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government needs to keep the scheme going for Australians still struggling during the pandemic.
Well, it'll get worse with the cuts to JobKeeper. It'll get worse with the cuts to JobSeeker that are taking money out of the economy when the government should be doing the opposite.
Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.